Dream it, believe it, achieve it. Every Thursday, you can join me as we shine a light on young Namibians who are making waves and changing the game thanks to Fly Namibia. In fact, this morning, I am joined by Fly Namibia pilot Luther Lowe. Good morning, Luther.
Morning, morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm all good.
Okay, so Fly Namibia pilot. Was that always the dream?
I would say pilot, yes. Fly Namibia pilot happened, I think, years after the initial dream, but pilot was always the dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
And explain to us where that dream came from.
Well, I would say it's, I don't want to sound cliche, but I would say it's one of those things where we were very young. You knew this is what I wanted to do. Ever since I was, I think, about 7, 8 years old, I used to see all these metal birds soar the sky, and I was very fascinated how they defy gravity. And I thought to myself, one day I think I want to defy gravity as well. So that's basically, yeah, it came from a very young age. I knew what I wanted to do since, yeah, I was very young.
Okay. So what does it feel like if you can, you know, put into words when you are up there, when you are defying gravity?
Yeah, I think that's a feeling I can't put it into words, actually. It's very amazing. It's wonderful. It's like it comes second to nothing. It's very, very amazing. Something that I think at least each person should at least experience once in their lifetime. It is absolutely amazing.
Okay. I've seen a photograph of you with your DIY flight simulator, a laptop and some bottles. It looks like a lamp, as possibly a throttle controller.
Yes.
So talk us through how you then went from this sort of 7-year-old, 7, 8-year-old with a dream of becoming a pilot to being where you are now as a pilot.
Well, I would say for one thing, the journey was not an easy one. It had quite a lot of obstacles and challenges. It took quite preservation, discipline, and yeah, a lot of hard work to get there. So with regards to the DIY project that you saw, I was at the end of my training. So basically, I needed to get in aviation, we call it another rating. So basically get another license for an aircraft.
Okay.
So this was a complex engine and it had a retractable gear, which was all new to me. So I just used a little bit of innovation to try to overcome this hurdle of this complex engine by setting up my own DIY, I could say, makeshift simulator to try to get my flows and my standard operation procedures in check. So once I actually do go to the aircraft, it makes life just much more easier. So it was just, like I said, a bit of innovation from my side.
Okay. I mean, we know that becoming a pilot can be quite tough financially as well. But I know that you were one of the recipients of the Fly Namibia bursary program. How did that come about?
Well, okay, in 2019, I was fortunate enough to go do my initial license, which is a private pilot license in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. But 2020 happened and COVID happened, so I had to return. There was the COVID lockdown and then financial constraints actually happened, so I could not continue or pursue my aviation career. And I think 2022, I saw an advert in the Namibian newspaper, which said that Fly Namibia is actually sponsoring or looking for pilots to sponsor for their pilot training. And initially I thought to myself, I know there's about a lot of pilots that would want this opportunity. So I gave it a try initially just to say, you know, let's see, maybe we get far with this. But as time went by, I went to do a bit of research with the company, Fly Namibia and West, and I saw that what they had aviation-wise, their goals, kind of aligned with my goals as well. So I thought this is the perfect place for me to be. So I actually pursued that bursary application a little bit more intensely. So I put more effort into my studying. We had a vigorous selection process. It took about a year. We had interviews on interviews and we were thrown into flight simulators. You had to show, demonstrate your skills. So it was quite a process. It took a whole year, but I am just glad that it paid off.
Yeah, yes. Clearly it has. So what does the bursary, I mean, you were talking about how vigorous it was to apply for the bursary. What was the process once you got the bursary?
Okay, so once we got the bursary, we were informed that they want to give us the best of everything. So what we did was we had an internship program where we part-time study and part-time work at the airport. So there was no one department. We had to go through all the departments, basically. So it gave us a bit of exposure to the finance department, gave us to the flight operations department and the check-in and so forth. So That was basically the deal we struck with Fly Namibia, where they wanted to make us better all-rounded pilots, basically. So you have experience in all sectors of aviation. So that was basically how the bursary program was established and constructed.
Okay. Why do you think, as a pilot, why is it important to know, how a baggage handler, for example, does their job?
I think it just puts you at a position to say you actually can relate to this person, and it gives a common ground for share experience from you, because that's what the CEO, Mr. Henry van Schalkwyk, actually told us. He told us that if you are requested to, for example, sweep the floor, you sweep the floor to the best of your ability. Mm. If you ask to do something, do to the best so you can one day know that I have been there, so I know what it is to be there. So it gives you that share of common ground with all the other departments and the personnel as well.
It's kind of like the story about the American president who tours NASA and sees the guy leaning against the wall with a broom and says to him, "Oh, do you sweep up?" He says, "No, I help put astronauts on the moon."
Yes, that's it.
So what are some of the highlights for you? What stood out during the sort of training time?
I would say what stood out for me was, as I previously mentioned, it was the exposure. It was the exposure to all the different departments that we went through. You would actually be amazed of how much it actually costs to run an aviation company. So what actually, for me, what stood out was the eye-opening of actually seeing what goes into everything. Especially for me, it was the cost. The cost is insane, but yeah, it gives you exposure. So I would say the exposure was the highlight for the training for me.
All right. Perfect. So let me know as well then, what advice would you give to aspiring pilots?
Well, to aspiring pilots, I would say do not give up. I'm speaking this from experience. Do not give up if your dreams are valid, and be persistent, be disciplined, and always be ready for anything.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.